Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Rage. Level two.
All right, we got Jason B. Takafin joining us in a couple of moments. We throw it down on SiriusXM channel 159. I believe our boy Bob is Bob in Vermont in the house right now. What's up, Bob?
Yes, I'm in the house. Gabe, how you doing?
Hey, it's been a long time, Bob. I heard you called a Carton show the other day. Twitter was blowing up. You're world famous.
No, that was my brother who called up. That wasn't me.
Oh, it was your brother. Your brother.
He was in the hospital, but he had pneumonia, and he was in the hospital like 3 weeks.
Wow. So I didn't even know your brother called sports talk shows.
Oh, yeah, he was called. Well, tries to call Boomer, too, but, you know.
Boomer doesn't take his call?
No, not him. It's the guy who... what is his name? You know, you call in like,
the call screener. Guy.
Yeah, the him. But no, he does not let us on at all anymore.
He's not a fan. Now, listen, Bob, you know, we don't want to run you, Bob, but we got a guest and, you know, you got to call in. You never call us. You just drop in. We do have guests and stuff, but, bad your Giants lost today, but they're doing good.
I'll make it short and sweet. Why you keep on talking about San Francisco? They're not a good team. I don't think they're going to make it to the playoffs.
Who, the 49ers?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I thought you were going to say, what about San Francisco getting Aaron Judge?
Yeah, I know. They open with the Yankees, open the day next year.
The, San Francisco?
Yeah, Giants against the Yankees, open the day. Yankee Stadium.
Listen, the San Francisco 49ers are good, Bob. I don't know. I didn't say they're going to win the Super Bowl, but you got to take them seriously. They have good players. They're just always injured.
Did your team win today?
Yeah. We win all the time.
What was the score?
27-17. Wait, you fell asleep? The Bills beat the Packers 27-17.
Good. I'm happy. I don't like the Packers. Did you see that throw, 63-yarder by P.J. Walker?
That was nice stuff.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Too bad the guy ripped his helmet off after because it cost.
Oh, I know. D.J. Moore, what a moron. I didn't think that was a penalty, though. I didn't think that was a penalty.
You know, I'd like to see them, Bob, have emotion and in a spot like that be allowed to, you know what I mean? It's put it this way. It's crazy. that you got guys running around smoking each other, trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
And then you take your helmet off, and that's an offense. Love you, Bob. Don't be a stranger. Call us
this
week.
Can I call tomorrow?
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Moresky. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Level 3 has begun. All right, Jason Mitakafin is going to join us. We got Ian Cameron. We just had Bob in Vermont. I got thrown off because he kept going. It'll be a little quicker on the gun next time, but we like Bob. That's why we squeezed Bob in Vermont's calling. Shout out to everybody in Vermont. Shout out to everybody in Dallas, Texas right now, 97.1. The Freak, everybody in SoCal, the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio. So, yeah, we got Ian Cameron joining us. Who's next? Yeah, I get, we got so much stuff going on here. I got Kyrie Irving. I got a Kyrie Irving thing I want to get to. This guy's just an idiot, all right? Like, seriously, this guy's become the Kanye West in, like, the last, like, last year was one thing. You know, the vaccination stuff, fine. You know what I mean? Listen, I totally get it. You don't want to get vaxxed, you don't want to get vaxxed, fine. Right? But he wants to be the victim, man. We're going to get to this later, and now I'm all, like, whatever. I'm telling you right now, I'm thinking, what the hell is he doing? Kyrie Irving's a smart guy, and I think he's just thinking he wants to be, you know what I mean? Like, when he did the vax stuff at first, he was like, no, I'm not preaching anything. I'm not even anti-vax. I just don't want to do it, and if I don't play, I don't play, fine. And I was like, all right, you got to respect his opinion. You know what I mean? Then at that point, even I was like, you're an idiot and you're a selfish teammate, but I respect your opinion. That's your opinion? Fine. All right. You're willing to own it and not, you know, you're not going to play. And he didn't bitch about it. Right. He said, no, the law is the law and I'll follow it until, you know what I mean? And then, but then after he starts dropping how he's the Rosa Parks and he's like the most persecuted person ever. This is the crap that you see, like Kanye the other night. Kanye says that, you know, George Floyd's death's a scam and he's like going all out shown. So he's getting sued. So he said, now that Adidas dropped them, now he knows what it's like to have a knee on his neck. So I'm telling you, this is the same Kyrie crap. He's going all anti-Semite, you know, now, and he's thinking, well, what are they going to do? You know, I'm going to become a free speech hero. And, you know, I'm not, like, conforming to them. I'm telling you, the dude, you know, if I was the Nets, I'd do the same damn thing the Dodgers did with Bauer. Pay him and tell him to F off. Get the hell out of here. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, including Jason B. Takafin, a three-time champion, the general manager, A-ball, Vancouver Canadiens, with the Toronto Blue Jay organization, steps up and in to break it down with us right now. A lot of stuff to break down. Noah Syndergaard gets the ball, and Jason actually has personal experiences with Noah Syndergaard and more. Jason, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
That's former Vancouver Canadian Noah Syndergaard. What a great young man. I'm very happy he had a lot of success with the Mets, and I'm very happy he's starting a World Series game tomorrow.
You know what? And he started a World Series game before. It feels like it was in another lifetime in 2015 against the Kansas City Royals, and he actually won the baseball game. But you were the first to pick Noah Syndergaard up, right? And what was the deal? Was he too big? Like, did he barely fit in your car? Like, you were like, man, this guy's big.
Part of what the general manager does in minor league baseball, at least in Canada, and we were the only Canadian team, so no one really else understands it, but you have to process their immigration because they are in particular, Noah was an American-born player.
So you had to go to the airport and handle the paperwork.
Handling the paperwork, and then I had to take him back into the stadium and then to his housing family, and he did not fit into my Honda Civic. He was a big man, and we had had other players before. And then the staff member that was with me afterwards, when we got out, he's like,
"Did he say something about it? Like he's used to it, or did he give you a dirty look? Like, oh God, like I can't believe they picked me up in a car this small."
No, he's a polite guy, so he's a please and thank you. So he didn't give me a dirty look. But the coworker that I was with afterward is like, "Yeah, that's what a first round pick's supposed to look like."
And here he is. Here he is years later, getting the ball. Now, listen, it's basically a bullpen game, but they're hoping they can get what they can get from him, right?
I would think if we were having this conversation last week, I would say I thought they were going to deploy Syndergaard a little bit more like an Andrew Miller type and maybe have him as like a roving bullpen guy who can get 8 or 9 outs at a time. Remember, Noah Syndergaard didn't just pitch in the World Series in 2015 to get the lone Mets win. He also pitched in the wild card game in 2016 to get Madison Bumgarner. And when you're pitching against Madison Bumgarner in the playoffs, no one really remembers you, except Syndergaard went 7 innings, shutout, 10 strikeouts. He went pitch for pitch with Bumgarner before the Giants scored 3 in the 9th off Jesus Familia. But Syndergaard was right there with him. I think that they are going to – I think that one of the rationale of having Syndergaard is – okay, let's see what he has. He is used to playing in bad weather. For game 3 of that World Series game in 2015, it was 52 degrees Fahrenheit. And then tomorrow, it's supposed to be 59 degrees, which is also still a little bit cool, but it's also supposed to rain. And I think that he's used to playing in poor weather, or at the very least, he's used to playing in kind of windy conditions. Same with Lance McCullers, who I'm sure we'll get into in a second, but it's going to be a very interesting battle between McCullers and Syndergaard.
Lance McCullers and the Houston Astros are -130 favorites in game 3. Noah Syndergaard +110. The total is 8. And in case you're wondering, like I was, just how important is a game three when the series is tied? It's 65% of the time.
Yeah.
It's so basically, we have 62 times it's happened, and 40 times the team that won game 3 went on to win the World Series after. I don't want to, hang our hat on the past too much here, but it's a big game, like for the direction of the series, especially considering with the 2-3-2 format, which really didn't exist that much in the past.
I agree, and I think it's a bigger game because if there's going to be rain and this game does get pushed, I don't think it's going to be pushed, but if it does, I think it favors Lance McCullers. I mean, when everyone talks about the Houston Astros, about all the players they've lost, like Correa and Springer and Greinke and Cole and Osuna and Verlander last year, Lance McCullers has been there the whole time. He's in the middle of a 5-year, $85 million contract. Like a lot of the Astros, just like a lot of Yankees in the 90s and early aughts, he's got almost a full season under his belt of just playoff baseball. 68.1 innings pitched. Gabe, he finished game 7 of the infamous 2017 ALCS. He won game 3 of the 2021 World Series. He started game 7 of the 2020 ALCS. Started game 1 of the 2017 World Series. And where the weather comes into play is last week in Yankee Stadium, when game 4 was delayed 90 minutes, Lance McCullers got the start. He pitched 5 innings last year against the Chicago White Sox. Game 4 was delayed. Lance McCullers went. He pitched game 1, then he went on a regular day's rest because that game got pushed. He went 5 innings. What I'm saying is This guy is a gamer. He's not going to be thrown off if there's a little rain delay or if he has to wait a little bit or if the game gets pushed back. That's part of being a winner. And I think that he's, to borrow a line from Ariel Helwani, who borrows a line from Roy Jones, that y'all must have forgot. Y'all must have forgot about Lance McCullers because he's there. He's the one who's got the long-term contract, and he's the one that's got all these playoff innings under his belt.
And he's actually won big games in the past. Kind of, he flies under the radar, but a lot of players do, including Framber Valdez. That I want to get to as well. So the way that you just broke this down, and no disrespect to Syndergaard, but you know, how many innings are they going to get from him? This is basically, it's a bullpen game for Philadelphia, yet it isn't for Houston. How critical is this for Houston to win this baseball game, or how big would it be? Like, basically, they nailed down this game, and then moving forward, how important is this in your opinion?
Well, if they're up 2-1 and they can still pitch Verlander, and then they can still go to Framber Valdez again, or at the very least go to Framber Valdez in the bullpen in game 4, and then he can start game 6, that really puts the Phillies behind the 8 ball. But that being said, they also have Wheeler and Nola behind them, and Ranger Suarez, who's starting game 4. It's a huge game for Houston. I think they have to prove that they can play with the lead. I think they have to prove that they are the ones in control. They can't let this slip away like the other World Series.
I should have asked it in a different way. Not important for Houston, almost that basically, I think Houston can basically not wrap it up, but it's big for them. They win this baseball game, they're going to win the World Series, in my opinion. They're going to be in control. They just hit Nola. They just hit Wheeler.
Yeah.
So I guess I should say, if Philadelphia can steal this game, that's why I sort of phrased it that way, because I was thinking, I'm being selfish here. I have money on Houston. So I was thinking from, like, Houston's perspective of, oh, this is big. This is big. We've got them on the ropes.
Yeah.
We've got Syndergaard out here. We've got McCullers, and we've already hit their guys. This is so big. And if you're Philadelphia, if you could steal this one tomorrow, as Keith Jackson would say, whoa, Nelly. If you can steal this one tomorrow with Syndergaard in the bullpen, then it's on for real, isn't it?
Firstly, thank you for making
that's Keith. The way I wanted to phrase it.
Okay. Now that you brought up Keith Jackson, we'll bring up college football. I've been saying for a long time, we've been talked about Houston Astros are the Florida State Seminoles of the 90s when they had that run of 14 straight top 5 finishes. What was impressive was their consistency. And if the Phillies win this game tomorrow and they go up and the Astros hear the footsteps and they are used to losing in these World Series, they are used to losing big games, or at the very least, this is not new to them. Just like Florida State, we're going to be talking about in their aggregate. And they've only have won one championship, Florida State, before the BCS. Funnily enough, both championships are a little bit disputed. Notre Dame was 11-1. They beat FSU in 93. Astros, obviously, 2017 had that cheating scandal. But you're going to start hearing footsteps. And I'll tell you, that Philadelphia crowd is going to be insane. They are not going to let the Astros off the hook. One of the reasons why the Astros have to win tomorrow is that it is not going to get easier for them in Philadelphia, whether it's the weather or that crowd or the trash cans.
Yeah, the intensity will pick up as the week goes on, especially if Philadelphia is up. Because either way, they're not going to let up, the Philly fans. But if they get up in the series, you're right, that place is going to become a madhouse.
Absolutely. And I love the way that Rob Thompson is managing the bullpen. I love the way we talk about this all the time with urgency. We talked about the U word, I even call it urgency. And boy, did he show urgency in game 1 also. He's probably going to do the same thing in game 3. You talk about a bullpen game. Like, we may see Alvarado in the 4th or 5th inning again. We may see Sir Anthony Dominguez again in the 6th or 7th inning and just kind of deal with the end of the game when you deal with the end of the game, because he needs to be able to patch up game 3. And then also, game 4 might also be a bullpen game, because Ranger Suarez, if they plan on using him again in the bullpen in game 6 or 7, he also probably has a pitch limit.
Jason B. Takafin kicking it with us. So as we alluded to, Monday's game 3 between the Astros and the Phillies marks the 62nd time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
LETEFEC.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The World Series has been tied at 1 of the previous 61 occurrences. The Game 3 winner has gone on to win the series 40 times, 65% of the time. And I think we've seen, you know, I was thinking about this, Jason. Okay, in baseball, I think we could say the same. The numbers are pretty much the same in the National Hockey League and the National Basketball Association when we're talking about 7-game series. But I'm not a fan of the 2-3-2 format, but it's here. I'm not the commissioner. It is what it is. More with Jason B. Takifit on the other side. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We were talking about Noah Syndergaard was a part of that organization, Marcus Stroman, and many other great players. So the stage is set. We've got Monday night football and Monday night baseball. It's Halloween. You can't top this. They're back in Philadelphia for the World Series for the first time since 2009. And we all know about Philadelphia sport fan. It's almost getting nauseating, to be honest. I know everybody hates Houston, but yeah. It's enough, bro, with the Eagles winning every week. And now the Phillies. We can't let their ego get this big, Jason. Plus, think about poor Mattress Mac. He needs the money. I mean, he's going to be desolate if he doesn't get his $72.6 million payday.
Yeah, thinking about a millionaire who's going to lose $75 million definitely does bring a tear to my eye. Also thinking about the great Philadelphia greats who didn't get a chance to win, like an Allen Iverson, John Kruk, all these incredible players who were not able to win championships for the city of Philadelphia. And that's kind of like... We don't want to get their egos too big, but I think if Philadelphia...
It's a great sports town. Like, there's no doubt about it. And they kind of live in the shadow of Boston and New York.
Yeah.
There is that sort of complex. So that's why they love to, you know, to flex and puff their chest when they actually win. But at the same point in time, I remember actually being reduced to tears watching Mike Schmidt put a ball over the left field wall at Olympic Stadium. And I said, you know, listen, man, people were talking about Clayton Kershaw and Sandy Koufax. And, I guess it's because he doesn't talk much and he hates everybody. But Steve Carlton, yeah. I mean, he was the best left-hander I ever saw. And I'm a Dodger fan, obviously. I love Kershaw. But Steve Carlton, bro, that guy, dude, he was just unbeatable.
And it's very similar to Mike Schmidt, where they just kind of let – Mike Schmidt is also a lot – he's the best third baseman. A lot of
people don't talk about him in the same way as the George Bretts, right? Yeah, it's a good point.
It's because of the city, and ironically, because they puff their chest. And, you know, we used to talk about how when a West Coast team has a sellout, they just kind of go about their business. But, like, when a Philadelphia Eagles fan goes on the road –
Do you think we tune them out because we're like, oh, God, you guys over – And remember what they did with Carson Wentz early, right? MVP, they built him up. That's what they'll do. They'll quickly tear you down, too. Same with the Sixers, right? The whole Embiid stuff. That's their deal. But they are, I don't know, I have a problem with fans that turn on their teams. I don't have a problem with, you know, being upset about something and letting a team have it, but it sort of leads me into the Judge stuff. I know we're getting sidetracked. I want to get back to the World Series, but the modern athlete doesn't just shake it off. Like Aaron Judge, I guarantee you, did not like being booed. The Yankee players there were stories all week last week in New York about we couldn't believe it. Our clubhouse was shaken. If they could boo him, they'd boo anybody. They're ungrateful. And there was a quote this is why nobody wants to effing come here anymore. Like, it's a different era we're in now, bro.
Well, they also don't have the clubhouse leadership that they used to when players did want to come there. They also don't have the large pocketbook like that they used to have to make players come
and
there.
And Reggie would just say, yeah, you want to boo me? I'm going to hit a home run and give you the finger after. Yeah, suck right. it, right? right? Right. Instead of being hurt.
Right. And they picked up Randy Johnson for that reason, and that didn't work out. Like, sort of the guy's got a little bit of FU in him. And I don't know. I don't think Aaron Judge is going to stay with the Yankees. And funnily enough, I think it's because he wants to win. And
you,
I don't think
that's a good point. You never thought he was, though. You said, no, he's not staying.
The second they leaked that information about the contract, and I always thought, and I know we talked about this a couple of years ago, I always thought the Yankees should have been a lot harder on the Astros in 2017 because Judge could have won the MVP also, and that factors into his contract. And I think that they should have, you know, gone to bat for him for a bad pun, and they didn't. And then when he leaked the contract, they tried to shame him. And I think, to me, emotionally, he was checked out. You factor in the really bad team they put together this year. They were 35-35 to finish the year without Gerrit Cole and his friend Anthony Rizzo, who also could opt out. Gerrit Cole, by the way, can opt out after 2024 season. I don't think he wants to win. This is not a team that's even close to winning. They were 3-6.
They're not getting any younger. You're right. They don't have blue chips where it's like, okay, we're close to this. And like you said, okay, it's me carrying it. I can't hit 62 again, so it'll be, well, he's not as good. And they already turned on me when I actually did hit 62. So I want to get back to the World Series. But I will say this. I never thought that the Dodgers would be interested. Now they almost have to be. I think Trey Turner's on the way out. And we saw their offense went flat. The outfield went flat. I don't care about the money. Right? It's not our money. Spend the effing money. They've got the money. Can't be starting Chris Taylor and Trace Thompson in playoff games, bro. You're not winning a World Series. Just, I don't care how flashy it was. When it comes down to it, it's not enough. You watch Soto go to San Diego. And the key to me is with this, it doesn't cost you any picks or anything. Just it's money, which you have an infinite amount of, right?
If there's one team that literally has an infinite amount of, the Dodgers get an average of $377 million from Time Warner of their local TV money.
Yeah, and then they sell like 49,000 tickets a night after that.
Yeah, then they also go and live Major League and Major Baseball since 2012 in attendance, except the two COVID years. Judge is going to get what he wants. And I think you're going to look at maybe a Trevor Bauer-like contract where it's maybe one or two player options or a club option on the back end like they did with DeGrom. But the person to look at is Mike Trout. And I don't think that Aaron Judge wants to sign a Mike Trout-like deal where it is, I'm going to get the most amount of money. He's probably miserable because he can be doing what Aaron Judge has been doing, and he wants to be able to play in big games. And he looks at Machado, he looks at Soto, he looks at his peers, and they're like, I'm stuck here. I'm never going to play in a big game. Aaron Judge, if he stays in New York, now granted, it sounds silly because the team just went to the ALCS, but they're on the decline. And if he is stuck there, no one's really either going to trade for him or they may not be able – he loses his control. Here, if he signs a team like the Dodgers with a high average annual salary, maybe has a player option, short-term deal, leaves a little bit of money on the table in the first contract, but could control his destiny, that might be a little bit more palatable.
What's your gut? The last question, let's get back to the World Series after. What's your gut? Where is it? You know, San Francisco, there were reports – that San Francisco will not be outbid this time. You know what I mean? They wanted Harper. They went after Stanton. That, you know, they've got their eye on Judge. They want to spend money because they're seeing San Diego and Los Angeles. And now they're like, guys, we can't just watch this happen. We've got a restless fan base that hate the Dodgers with a passion. And now San Diego are better than us. So San Francisco, we're going to get back in the mix. You've thrown the Cubs out there. You know, could there be Texas? Will it be a surprise? Like, sort of Texas to say, listen, we're going to give you $450 million. What's your gut tell you?
Yeah, everything is up in the air. My gut, it's hard because I need to know also if there's going to be opt-outs. Like, what if the Mets end up re-signing DeGrom or Rizzo ends up staying?
The Mets are another one. But does he really want that to stay in the same city?
Well, then the narrative has changed for him.
Because then he's the villain for real.
He becomes a heel. And then also he has to live with the pressure. And he has there's going to be pressure on him at every pitch.
Because Yankee fan will sort of blame Cashman for this in a way, even though some 100%. Of it's kind of a smart fan. So they sort of understand he's not worth the total money. There's kind of a cross in between. But it's a good point. If he ends up on San Francisco, he ends up in L.A., they'll say, well, he's from California. He grew up a Giant fan, and we weren't winning. And I don't tell you. He ends up on the Mets, bro. He's going to have to get, like, security guards because he can live in the same place. But they're going to be like, hey, man, we know where he lives, man. Like, people in his building, F you, right? Like, type thing in the condo that he lives in, you know what I'm saying?
It would actually be interesting if DeGrom goes to the Yankees and Judge goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, Ohtani going to the Dodgers would be pleasant. Like, it wouldn't be the same type of animosity.
You know how – what's interesting is, like, I always describe the Battle of Alberta in hockey as with the Oilers and Oilers and Flames. I'm like, you know what? They can play 82 times a year and just kind of tuck them away in their corner. No one cares. You're seeing that a little bit with the Rams and 49ers now.
Yeah, yeah.
If that happens with the Mets and Yankees, honestly, just screw the schedule and just kind of let them figure themselves out.
Well, Cohen really wants to, like, throw his money around and be for real. He can really embarrass them and just come in with a massive amount of money. But all right, let's get back to this. So where are you at right now? You picked Philadelphia before the series started. And the updated odds right now at FanDuel, Jason, Astros minus 170, Philadelphia is plus 145. What's your take on that? And I want your take on the MVP, even though we're really early right now.
I still feel, you know, I was 3-for-3 betting on the Phillies. I've taken them as dogs every single series leading up to this. I'm very confident in them still. And that's with Wheeler and Nola still to go in either games 5 or 6, or who knows how they're going to deploy them. I love that Philly has been able to make comebacks. They had very light threats in game 2, but they still pushed back. And even when they gave up all those runs in game 2 against the Padres, Harper led off the 7th with a double. They still kind of pushed back. Like, they still kind of got their pound of flesh. And I love that fight that they have. And I still feel very good about it. I told you last week, I like Schwarber as an MVP. It's going to be really difficult because Harper, you know, he would have to come up big in games 3.
He's 17-1 now, Schwarber.
I mean, how do you hit that?
There's still a lot of racetrack left, man. We're tied at 1. I mean, there's still a story to be written here. The pages are blank.
Yeah. Well, that's very prophetic.
I know. I was getting pretty deep there. I should have come up with one more, and I really would have sounded smart, but it was enough.
You know what? I still like the Phillies. I like the fact that they have – it feels like it's their year. I like the fact that – the players are, they're on such a heater. They're 19.
What about Altuve? Is he coming away? He's 6-for-15 now in his last 15 at bats.
Alex Bregman is having his best postseason, which is saying something, right? He's got a career 771 OPS in the playoffs. He's at 998, I think, now for these 3 series. Look, I still really like the Phillies. I still really think their bats are going to come alive. I think Houston's going to hear the footsteps in Philadelphia. I still think Phillies in 6. Again, Houston's just, they're good at losing in this spot. And I know that's just sort of a very, like, gut feeling kind of say, type of thing to say. I just, that's how I feel. I think the Phillies are going to be able to, they're going to be able to outmanage them, and they're going to be able to out-clutch hit them.
Man, the cruelty of it, if Dusty Baker, who's managed the most games in Major League Baseball history without winning a World Series, loses to a dude that got hired as an intern manager, managing for the first time ever, except he's a lifer too, who said, yeah, admittedly, I never thought I would get a chance, and I accepted it that I wouldn't be a Major League Baseball manager. But we're up against it now, Jason. Time always flies when we talk baseball.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Follow Jason on Twitter, Jason B. Takapin. Get the links to all his thoughts. He's, you know, tweeting during the World Series. We'll catch up with you later in the week, Jason, as this thing plays out. It's always a pleasure, my man.
Thank you so much, Dave. Talk to you this week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
We'll be right back.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. Thanks to Jason B. Takafin for joining us. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, wherever you may be this evening. Ian Cameron will join us a little bit later on as we break it down. So, yeah, the World Series, critical game, man. I don't really, you know, I don't think it really matters what sport it is, the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball. When you're talking about a seven-game series, there's certain, you know, there's certain crossroads, right? You know, tied at one, okay, who wins game three? What's the percentage? Okay, tied at two, right? You're tied at two. That's also a big one. So there's other sort of milestones and benchmarks, so to speak. But so this is the 62nd time that the World Series has been tied at one. And the team that wins game three has won 40 times. Right, so it's a 65% clip. It's a pretty strong number right there. Noah Syndergaard. Syndergaard started and won a World Series game in 2015, and he got Lance McCullers. It's essentially more, let's call it, you know, it's a bullpen game for Philadelphia. They're hoping to get a couple innings from Syndergaard, and then they're going to go to their bullpen, which is a big advantage really for Houston here. The thing when you go to your bullpen and you use a bunch of different pitchers, you know, if you use five guys, the chances are at least one of them is going to get hit. It's hard for, like, everybody to be on top of their game. So I was going to run, like, we got Ian Cameron joining us at level three. And I was going to get to the Kyrie stuff, but let's get to the point spreads first. Let's do a line check. That's more important. All right? You know, I don't really want to go off on this, you know, sort of... No, it's not political, but it's sort of not sport. Like, but it's Kyrie's fault, in a sense. But the thing is, the little clip today was just off the hook. It really was just one of those, like, what the hell? Like, are you kidding me? Happened moments. But we'll get to that. Let's start off with what's important in our world here, and that's the point spreads. Do a line check and see which way these numbers are going. So, you know, listen, we've talked about the World Series. We gave you the World Series numbers, but let's check in with the National Football League right now. So the Cincinnati Bengals, there are threes out there. FanDuel's got, let me see, because FanDuel's got a, FanDuel is dealing right now three and a half for the Monday Nighter, and I'm looking at other books here. And there are threes at other spots. It is 45 and a half across the board, but there are threes out there, and there's 3.5 right now at FanDuel. Joe Burrow has never beaten the Cincinnati. Cincinnati has never won with Joe Burrow against Cleveland. He's 0-3. And in fact, listen, they've won 2 years in a row. They've swept them 2 years in a row, but Burrow didn't play once. But he has played three times. It's interesting because he's an Ohio guy too, right? So it'd be a big game for him. And Cleveland just find a way to beat these guys. They've owned them. So it's 3.5. The total is 45.5. Thursday night football, the Philadelphia Eagles are 13-point favorites. I'm actually surprised it's not more, almost. Because what does it matter that, like, honestly, what does it matter that it's in Houston? Like, is there any sort of, like, home field advantage? No. Like, this number is too short, and I imagine it'll only go up. Once people start to clue in that, you know what, like, Houston don't have a home field advantage. Houston are terrible. Houston just got blown out today by a Tennessee team that, like, were not good. You know, they had, you know, basically, like, the Houston Texans would have lost to a military academy school today type thing. They would have lost to Navy. Like, the Titans just ran the ball every play. The problem is with the Texans defense, which we, you know, they've got some good young talent and stuff, but if you're on the field all the time, eventually you just get worn out. Eventually you sort of tap out, and it's tough. Houston's offense is not very good. You know, it's regressing as the year goes on. Like, I think this is going to be a blowout. Like, you know what I mean? There's no, and it's funny because I'm always apprehensive. Even today I was apprehensive. Oh, I don't know. Maybe Pittsburgh can cover. But I just don't, you know, I don't see how this isn't a route.
Like, do you really want to get in front of the Philadelphia Eagles anywhere right now, especially against a subpar team? And it doesn't matter that it's not in Philadelphia. Eagle fans are everywhere. They're going to start to travel more now that they're winning. Not to mention, you've got this little World Series Philadelphia-Houston thing going on here. And on top of it, Jalen Hurts, the Philadelphia Eagle quarterback, is actually from Houston. And what do we see today with McLaurin in his homecoming game, right? Teams always get, like, really fired up for guys on the team if they like the guy or he's a star player and he's going back to, he's going back to his home. He's going to his home city. He's going to his home state. He's going to a team that he used to play for. He's going to someone that screwed him, whatever. And, you know, listen, you don't think that the Philadelphia Eagle players are all going to be fired up knowing that this is Jalen Hurts' homecoming and it wasn't that long ago that nobody even believed in Jalen Hurts? Now he's going there leading the only undefeated team in the National Football League on Thursday Night Football. Yeah, you think they're going to, like, is it a flat spot? We should punch the first person that uses flat spot in the face this week. I'm sure it'll come up. Well, you know, so I don't know. I guarantee you Jalen Hurts wants to, like, throw for, like, 5 touchdowns in this game back home. So I don't have a problem laying the 13. Philadelphia Eagles minus 13. Total 43. The Indianapolis Colts, whatever. The Colts are basically the Cleveland Browns, right? The Colts have turned into, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, and you can blame everybody that you want, and you get the same result, right? So, you know what? Oh, it's Matt Ryan's fault. So now, what, it's Sam Ellinger. You know, so it's just, you know, I'm not saying it was Ellinger's fault today, but you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's the same result. How many quarterbacks are you going to go through before you realize it's just sort of the, you know, Frank Reich's the problem. It doesn't mean that Frank Reich's not a good coach, but it means that Frank Reich cannot win right now with this team, and it's getting worse. Heinicke, that guy, man. That guy's got some heart, man. I like the Commanders today. I bet on the Commanders, and the Shady Five had the Colts. I think it was a Steve Merrill selection with the Colts, and I didn't like it. Right, that's the thing, man. When you play on a, you know, on a contest team with other people, you're not always gonna like the picks. But sometimes the pick you don't like will win too, right? Like, so, I gotta be honest. I never like Cam's picks, and it's nothing against him, but he always takes the same teams. He always takes Cleveland or New England. he took New England again today, and they won today, right? So I was like, all right, we dodge a bullet. I took the Tennessee Titans today. And for the record, they tried to talk me out of it. Not fully, but sort of suggestively because, oh, you know, the Tannehill's out. I'm like, yeah, I'm aware. Yeah, Matt Ryan's out too, right? We could say. But, and the Colts are a train wreck. They're getting 6 against the Patriots. I generally don't like betting on Patriot games for or against. I'm going to just ignore this game. But let's give you, instead of our analysis of every game, these are the point spreads if you want to get in on this stuff now. So the Philadelphia Eagles are 13-point favorites on Thursday Night Football. In H-Town, the total is 43. The Colts get 6 in Foxborough, over under 40. The Miami Dolphins lay 4.5 points in Chicago. Total, 45.5. The Minnesota Vikings are 3-point road favorites in the Capital against the Commanders, who are suddenly hot right now, over under 44.5. The Carolina Panthers get 8.5 points against the Cincinnati Bengals, over under 44. The first place Atlanta Falcons, put some respect on it, and congratulations, Matthias. I know you're a lifelong Falcon fan, and I always think you are an optimistic person when it comes to your teams. I'll give you credit for that. You think the Clippers are going to win the title. Honestly, I'll save it. I didn't delete it. Matthias did send me a DM last week saying that he believes that, he goes, hot take, I think the Falcons, if they stay healthy, can get to 10 wins this year. I'm like, man, that is a hot take. I don't know if they're going to get to 10 wins, but they are leading the division. And you got a first place team. They're 3-point underdogs at home next week against the Chargers, Matthias. Chargers minus 3.
That's a tough game right there, Gabe. And you know what? If they play like they played today, I said this today while watching the game, if they play the same brand of football they played today, they're going to lose that game next week. Their secondary got torched. You know, P.J. Walker throwing that big-time touchdown to D.J. Moore, and their kicker not sealing the deal. That should have been game victory sealed for the Panthers. They played better than the Falcons down the stretch. I felt bad for them. And the Falcons can't do that against the Chargers. You know, they're going to play against a capable quarterback that could torch that secondary. So I'm a little worried about that game. But at the end of the day, the Falcons are playing with a lot of heart. They have that sense of belief. And they got lucky today. But a win's a win. I'll take it.
You know, like when you see a wide receiver drop the ball and he points at himself, yeah, it's on me. Yeah, nobody said it wasn't on you. We know it's on you. Nobody said it wasn't. The Seahawks get 2.5 in Arizona. Total 49.5. That was three. It came down. This next one is a train wreck.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Rams and the Buccaneers. The loser of this game is in some serious trouble. Bucks are 3-point favorites. Bring it.
Dispensing little pearl.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am Renzi. I'm still recovering from Matthias's electric chair. It's our boy G Martinez in the Bay Area. And we might have a new nickname, Static Boy. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like I was worried for you. I was like, is this guy getting electrocuted as he's talking to us? It's happened. I'm in a band. I used to tour and stuff like that. I used to get shocked all the time with microphones. I hated it. Like, it was really bad, too. It wasn't, like, a little. Like, it was more like, basically, it was like the grounding was no good, like, on the stages in some of these crap-ass venues. So, like, basically, you'd step on, and, like, you'd feel, like, the cables and, like, the electricity sort of go through you a bit, which wasn't, you know what I mean? It's sort of like, oh, that's cool, but it really isn't. It's not good for you. It really isn't. And then, you know, you touch the, you know what I mean? You touch the mic and stuff. Like, I've been shocked. Like, I've been shocked a lot. It's my own shock. We had a song, Nocturnal Shock Syndrome, because of it. We got shocked so much. All right. Shock me. Put on your black leather. All right. So we're going over to point spreads here right now. So, the Patriots are laying 6.5 to the Colts. It's 39.5. Chargers lay 3 to the Falcons. 48.5. The Raiders, major disappointment, but the Jags suck too. So the Raiders are 1-point favorites on the road right now. The total is 46.5. The Dolphins are 4.5-point favorites into Chicago, 45.5. Vikings lay 3 to the Commanders, 44.5. Seahawks getting 2.5 in Arizona, 49.5. We were talking about the Bucks. The Bucks and the Rams are playing each other. Someone's got to lose, and somebody's going to. Tell you what, if the Rams lose this game, Sean McVay's wife might leave him like Giselle left Brady. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.